The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. It was very early on the first day of the week and still dark when Mary of Magdala came to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been moved away from the tomb and came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb," she said, "and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter set out with the other disciple to go to the tomb. They ran together, but the other disciple, running faster than Peter, reached the tomb first. He bent down and saw the linen cloths lying on the ground, but did not go in. Simon Peter, who was following, now came up, went right into the tomb, saw the linen cloths on the ground and also the cloth that had been over his head. This was not with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and he believed. Till this moment, they'd failed to understand the teaching of Scripture, that he must rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. In the darkest days of Stalinist Russia, a special league of godless was established to stamp out the last vestiges of religion from people's lives. One Easter Sunday morning, the commissar of this league addressed a huge rally in Moscow's Red Square. And he ranted along his usual lines that religion is the instrument of the bourgeoisie and the opium of the proletariat. And he went on and on with his long harangue. And at the end, he offered his microphone to anybody who wished to debate with him. Nobody there wanted a one-way ticket to Siberia, until one old man made his way forward. And he surveyed his huge audience, cleared his throat, and began to sing in Russian, "The Lord is risen." That was the traditional Orthodox Easter greeting. And moved by the old man's courage, voices from the square swelled up in reply that shattered them all. "He is truly risen." Religion in Russia was not dead as long as belief in the resurrection of Christ was not dead in the people. In 1979, the then new Pope went back, not at Easter, but on the first of a number of visits to his native Poland. The authorities then were very cautious. What would he do? And he just spoke to a huge crowd in Warsaw. And he just spoke about God and about love and about freedom. And as he was speaking, slowly, but louder and louder and louder came the cry, "We want God. We want God. We want God." And things were never the same again. And then yesterday I read Cardinal Murphy O'Connor relating a story again that he'd also known years ago at the Nuremberg war crime trials. A witness appeared who had lived for a long time in the Jewish graveyard in Vilnius. It was the only place he and many others could hide after they'd escaped from the gas chamber. And during his time there, he wrote poetry. And one of his poems described how a young woman gave birth to a boy in a nearby grave. And she was assisted by an 80-year-old grave digger. And when the newborn child gave his first cry, the old man prayed, "Great God, Have you finally sent the Messiah to us? For who else than the Messiah himself can be born in a grave? Christ was the Messiah. He was born in the grave because he was the firstborn from the dead. It was on his birthday from the dead that God gave him the name above all other names, Jesus the Lord. It's good to remember on this day that the resurrection of Jesus was not a continuation of the old life, as it was for Lazarus that he raised from the dead, as it was for the daughter of Jairus. This new life of the risen Lord, was a life that death could no longer touch. The life of God, given for all eternity, was now clothed in its fully human nature to the risen Lord. But of the stories I've told, the most poignant, I think, was what I read yesterday, in a way, from the Chaldean archbishop in Iraq, who writes, "Now, here in Iraq, we have particular reason to rejoice in Christ's victory over evil. It is a victory that we sorely need in a land where we are currently walking the way of the cross, desperately searching for signs of resurrection. I am shepherding my flock through one of the darkest eras in our long history." And that's a plea, I'm sure, that is echoed in many places around the world under severe Islamic attack, as we think of those Christians in Kenya, but many, many others all over. You wouldn't hear, I think, in our country, the same responses as they got in Red Square or as they got in Poland, or as Cormac Murphy O'Connor was writing. I think they'd be more concerned here if the shops are shut. Somebody said to me yesterday, when we were, the Polish were coming for the blessing of food, that it was quite busy because everybody was coming in shopping. They'd be more concerned about that. And that's the task we have to bring. We want God. They may try to marginalize, and it's a very different way in our own country, in our own times, but nevertheless, it's that trying to marginalize, almost obliterate God from life. And that's why today, Easter, not just an annual commemoration of a past event, as we might be keeping Magna Carta or Waterloo, or something like that. It's the risen Lord 2015. It's the risen Lord here now with us. And it's the risen Lord that's always alive with his people. Alive in the Father's glory, but also alive in us. And we, as his followers, are drawn, incorporated into that risen body through the gift of baptism, which conveys the image and the reality of Christ's death and resurrection. It's why the symbols of baptism always surround us on that last moment in our journey from this place to the graveyard, because we are never dead to God. We're always alive because Jesus has passed over from death into life. And so we too die and rise with him, united with the risen Lord. That's our faith. St. Paul says, if Christ is not risen, as people are saying in St. Paul's day, as they say in our own day, then is our faith in vain. But Christ is risen. And the faith of the church enables us to say openly and joyfully, and to proclaim to others, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.